Beloved of our hearts, I trust I may bring to your consciousness this afternoon the inner truth on the fiery Christ, almighty picture of the activities in the atmosphere of Earth, of which you must become aware as you call forth the greater powers from the Ascended Master's octave to flood in through and around all of this world to purify it and set it free. When you think of us and call to us, or to the angelic host or various cosmic beings, you are conscious usually of one or perhaps a few of the Ascended Masters and cosmic beings. But I wish to give you the picture of what is in the atmosphere of Earth, not only just this world, but the atmosphere of interstellar space, and make you realize that around every planet and system of worlds, and in the atmosphere, around every world and all systems of worlds, there are limitless, countless sacred fire legions of the angelic host whose special service is to fulfill the divine plan and draw in and around every planet and every system the powers of the sacred fire from the great central sun and the manifestations which the sacred fire produces in a system of worlds in order for the activities to take place by which beings can embody on the planets of a system and become aware of the greater master powers within life itself, not only just the life of that planet, but the life of the system or the life of infinite space. I trust I may bring to your consciousness the awareness and the reminder that the one life from the great central sun, from the sacred fire presence of the great central sun, that life fills everything in infinite space. And since it floods everywhere, it is one everywhere. And sometimes when you call to us, if you could see the interaction of the law, of how we are aware of your call and how quickly we can answer your call, you would feel us very, very much more closely in all your outer activities whenever you call to us for help. Since all life and all consciousness is one within that life, and there's no place where life is not, the moment you think of an ascended master or cosmic being, or the moment you think of the sacred fire in the great central sun, or any, your physical sun, or any system of worlds, you cannot think of that part of life without your own consciousness flashing a light there that is instantaneous, does not take time to go through interstellar space. And this is the thing I wish to bring to your attention so you may have more instantaneous action and awareness of the power that can release to fulfill your every call and act instantly in the physical conditions of this world. If you will feel close enough to us, your love coming to us is a light, and our love returning to you is a light. And we can flash that light through all the light that fills interstellar space. And that's why the consciousness of an ascended being or a cosmic being is aware of what the mighty I Am presence of every life stream is sending into the universal light. We are aware of what the mighty I Am Presence and higher mental body of every life stream wants to draw forth into the physical conditions of the atmosphere of this world. And therefore, since consciousness is one, and the sacred fire of our love, it doesn't have to come from one place to another place. Our sacred fire love floods everywhere in infinite space, because our sacred fire love is everywhere. Otherwise, the infinite manifestations of the cosmic universe wouldn't be in existence if the sacred fire of life's love did not fill interstellar space. This is the life of the great central sun that existing everywhere as the sacred fire is forever the cosmic concentration of whatever force, power, or substance and consciousness is necessary to go to any part of manifestation and fold that manifestation in the greater love from the ascended master's octave and from the great central sun, and by that greater flame enfolding the physical body or the mental and feeling world of anyone in this world or any manifestation here, and that comes instantly around any part of life that sends its love to the greater life. You cannot send your love to your mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host without our being aware of it. And the moment your love comes to us, instantly, our love comes back to you, infinitely greater. And our love contains always within it whatever will give your mighty I Am Presence the fulfillment of its own divine plan, and will blaze in and around your outer self whatever is necessary to purify and illumine the outer self with whatever fulfills the divine plan. The great cosmic sacred fire love from the great central sun, or the physical sun, or from the temples of the sacred fire in the ascended master's octave, the moment the lesser part of life sends love to the greater life, instantly that greater love comes back infinitely greater, floods forth its boundless blessings, and places them in this physical world, established here to forever expand the perfection which our love is. So anytime you need anything, and it doesn't make the least bit of difference what it is you need, so long as you understand that the great sacred fire, heart flame of love, of life itself, from the great central sun, fills this world and its atmosphere, fills the ascended master's octave, fills interstellar space everywhere. There isn't a place in the infinite scheme of creation that your consciousness can't go to. You can think of any place in any of the constellations that exist in the heavens. You can think of that, and you can send the love of your life there to carry your love and blessing to the infinite life in the infinite universe around you. And when your love reaches to the greater life, the greater love which that greater life is, automatically comes back to you without an instant delay, and always will pour back to you everything that that greater love is. It contains the greatest wisdom that designs all systems of worlds and systems of suns to produce manifestation that is sustained for eternity. And therefore, the wisdom in that great sacred fire love from the great central sun that creates worlds and systems of worlds and systems of suns, that wisdom is contained within our love. And this is what the intellect of mankind must have in order to understand what is necessary to solve the problems mankind has created, to purify the atmosphere of Earth, and to manage the things of this world that create a civilization and provide the way and means for mankind to embody here and use the mightiest powers and blessings of the universe to produce conditions in which mankind can manifest and live and draw forth the greater perfection of life from the ascended master's octave and draw it into this world, establish it here for eternity by the sacred fire love of each one's own life stream. Now, if mankind would but understand this and call forth the ascended master's intelligence and what we know is the next mightiest outpouring for this world in order to fulfill the great divine plan and give as many life streams as possible the ascension at this cycle, at this time, if mankind's intellect would only understand this, turn its attention there, send the love of each one's life stream to that infinite life everywhere, because there is infinite light everywhere, and that light is love. And when the individual who has the capacity within each one's own heart flame to just reach up and pour that love to the rest of the universe, the rest of the universe, the beings that are there, and its greater sacred fire love automatically comes back and forms the circle, the connection through, and brings here, releases into the outer use of anyone who will love that infinite life, those greater manifestations, the greater powers, the greater wisdom, the greater love, the greater peace, and the greater beauty and happiness and perfection that has created the magnificent universe around you. It is those great beings from the physical sun and the great central sun who have designed and created the powers of nature that sustain those blessings upon this world, that mankind may embody here and use them in a modern civilization to produce the happiness, the perfection, the fulfillment of the divine plan, create the civilization, sustain it, bless it, and then through that, send its love back to the infinite love of the universe. Now I come to something that some of you will be interested in, perhaps more than others, and that is that in the atmosphere of every planet, sun, star, and system of worlds in place, there is music that is the most beautiful sound life can possibly experience. And if you pour your love to that greater life in the physical sun or the ascended master's octave or to the great central sun and just ask it to teach you about itself, and your mighty I Am presence rays through the outer self whatever purifies it and quiets it so it can hear the music in the ascended master's octave or the music in the physical sun or the music in the great central sun, Because I assure you, there is music there, so beautiful, there are no words in your consciousness to comprehend how great it is. Mankind's physical way of creating a physical civilization is but very crude and very slow and strenuous. But the Ascended Master's way of producing manifestation that is beautiful are temples of the sacred fire that our love desires to manifest, are drawn into manifestation by the music from the great central sun and the music of the Ascended Master's octave. And I want you to hear some of that. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Now, the music that comes from the Ascended Master's temples of the sacred fire, our temples of music, our temples of the sacred fire, our temples of healing. My dear ones, that music can produce the most beautiful manifestations in existence. That music can heal every physical body on this earth. Just by the vibration of the energy that goes into the physical body, because the vibration of that music is our sacred fire love. And when our sacred fire love comes into your flesh structure, it changes every vibration, it purifies all substance, it remodels everything, because it is the master presence of perfection for eternity that only the sacred fire can design and manifest, sustain and expand, and that only brings happiness and perfection and mastery to everything that contacts it. We could purify and remodel the whole world by music alone from the Ascended Master's octave. Now, the intellect of individuals who don't understand this law will say, why don't you do it? Well, you'd be surprised. Exactly. The reason is, it's that feeling. Well, why don't you do it? As soon as mankind gets rid of that feeling, who knows that we might do it? We've done it before in many civilizations. We can do it now. But we aren't going to do it to satisfy the sassiness of the human intellect or the defiance of human feeling. That's why. We often hear people in the outer world who hear something of this I Am activity and whose theosophy, where they've heard of the masters down through the centuries, say, well, if there are all these beings, why do they let mankind get in this condition? You'd be surprised why we do. Because mankind don't want to do anything else. So we let mankind have its own way and suffer it out as long as it wants to be defiant of perfection and defiant of love and defiant of purity. And every bit of trouble you have in the physical world today is the defiance of the past. It's the defiance of the sacred fire love and its almighty master presence and its wisdom that designed the universe, fills infinity with magnificent perfection, sustains it without limit, and is forever harmonious. So when mankind wants to stop passing judgment on something greater than itself, it will begin to learn the ABCs of the manifested universe and try to cooperate with it. So, beloved ones, when people of the outer world sometimes say to you in that smarty way, just tell them that when they are willing to understand that that which is greater than themselves is entitled to the love and the purity, the harmony and the obedience of the outer self, it will learn what it can't learn any other way. So if I were you, wherever you move in the outer world, I would try to teach mankind to overcome the defiance to something that is magnificent, beautiful, all-powerful, infinite, and much, much greater than mankind. Because the intelligence that creates a world or a system of worlds and designs the magnificent flowers and food and blessings in the powers of nature and forces of the elements, designs the magnificent crystals in the crust of the earth, designs the magnificent powers of nature that are given into mankind's use as soon as mankind learns that the only pathway to perfection and the only pathway to freedom from mankind's own distress is love to the life that is greater than itself. And when that love is sincere, humble, grateful, and obedient to the law of harmony, then that which is greater than itself will open its heart and release its blessings into and around the outer self to teach it what does not come from anywhere else. Now, whether that love is released by the higher mental body in through and around the outer self, or whether it comes from an ascended master or cosmic being, whether it comes from our temples of the sacred fire, whether it comes from the physical sun or the great central sun, matters not. There's only one all-knowing, all-powerful, all-master presence in the universe. And that is the great central sun's almighty heart flames love. And that purity of the sacred fire is the treasure house of eternity, the treasure house of infinity, the treasure house of anything and everything that is a magnificent perfection of life. Mankind doesn't understand how wonderful life is. Now, anything that you want to understand in the greater life around you, or from the ascended master's octave, or anywhere to which you direct your attention, and you want to understand the truth of what's there, ask your mighty I Am presence and the ascended masters or the cosmic beings to teach you the truth of what the great central sun's sacred fire love is and has done to produce that magnificent manifestation. I am trying to lift your attention this afternoon and place it on the magnificent activities of the infinite universe around you, that its greater wisdom may come into your minds, fill your minds with its glory and its blessing, and the greater feeling of our ascended master of love comes into your emotional body, the energy of your outer self, and makes you feel what our love feels, when we hear the music of the spheres. And we set that into action, beloved ones, many times to purify certain conditions in the atmosphere of Earth that mankind has generated that are so filthy and so destructive and so terrible in their frightful misuse of life, but that must be first of all clothed in the blue lightning purity, and then as that purifies it, the music comes in and replaces that creation by the perfection from the ascended master's octave, and then that is sustained forever. Now in the ascended master retreats throughout the world, there are magnificent creations, most magnificent beauty and perfection and music that only sacred fire love can create, maintain, expand, and through it pour its blessing to the beings who embody in this world, and pour it to the powers of nature and forces of the elements to sustain that which mankind has to have to embody here. So, beloved ones, if you will learn to love infinity and understand what's in your own life, what capacity you have in your own life, now I'm bringing this to you in your own intellectual concepts. I want your mind to understand, and it does, that within your life is the capacity to blaze the love of your mighty I Am presence through the feeding of your heart and send that love into every particle of life in infinite space. You have that capacity. And it doesn't take a prophet to tell you how to use it. When mankind begins to experiment with pouring the love in the heart flame of the outer self back to all life in the universe, that is pouring its blessings to this world, that life, so infinitely greater than this world, will pour back its infinite blessings to the individual who will love it and let it pour it back by opening the door that only love can give. You can't do this by forcing anything through the intellect. The intellect itself can't reach up there and just know everything. But the flame of love from your heart that loves what is in the infinite scheme of creation, and you are silent enough to just love that greater life and ask it to teach you about itself and love its perfection into you. I won't need to tell you anything else. It will bring such happiness into you and through you and around you that it will make you aware of itself, and the more you love it, the more will its powers come in and around you to bless your body, to bless your mind, to bless your atmosphere, and to bless your world with the things that fulfill the divine plan and will give you only blessing. This is the limitless supply that only love can give. And it is the treasure house of infinity for eternity. But mankind doesn't want to love the infinite universe around it. And as soon as you train the outer self to just love that greater life and ask it to pour in and around you its greater love, to make you understand what's there and enable you to pour that blessing to the rest of life here, blessed ones, you don't have to ask for anything. This love will teach you of itself because it will fill you with itself, and you will know it because you become it.